It's 58 degrees at 8:55. Time to check on the commodity markets with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, as we look at things so far this morning, beans sliding a little bit. What's going on there?
Well, we had a whole variety of things here going on this morning, Brian. We were pretty much weaker overnight on both corn and beans, and right now we're sitting here with the corn down about 0.75 cents across the board pretty much, and beans are down 6 to 7 cents across the board. The big news I think this morning is a couple of things. Number one is there was some announcements on sales of soybeans. We sold 420,000 million metric tons of beans to unknown, which is probably China, and that's for 280 of it for this year and the balance of it for next year. So that was some good news. That was one of the things that kind of hit the bean market yesterday, was the fact that we had kind of disappointing export sales for the week. The other thing, though, is that we've got had some good economic news here this morning. The dollar is stronger again. We're up about 50 points on the dollar here this morning, and we're trading about 94.60. So it really looks like, when you look at that dollar index chart, that we may have really put in a pretty solid bottom down there at 92 when we spiked down in that area. And of course, that's a little bit negative to the grains here. But so far this week, we've had a good week. We're still, for the week, we're up about 5 cents on the corn. We're up 27 cents on the beans, approximately right now, as it moves around a little bit here. And wheat is up about 5 cents for the week. So at this point, we've had a pretty good week in all the commodities. The May does go off the board here today, and we'll switch to the July being the nearby contract, and that'll be the contract on the weekly charts. The weather has changed some, and even though we have some cool weather here in the near term, the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecast yesterday flipped, and we're for warmer and drier, and looks like, better for the planting. We'll see when we get there, of course. Other things going on, we do have the NOPA crush out on Monday. That the average guess about 148 million bushels crushed. That's down from last year, and about 3 million bushel. We'll see where that comes out on Monday morning when they come out with that. We do have, I think, readjusted our ranges here on the beans. We're up around that $10.50 to $11 range. I think that's kind of where we're at. A close below $10.50 would be negative. $10.60 gives us some support there on the July futures. And on the corn, we're kind of looking at probably after yesterday's market higher, a test of that $3.95 to $4 area. We've on the July, we've tried that several times and can't seem to quite get through it. A $4 close on a weekly basis or above would really be a positive to the corn market. Otherwise, I think we just kind of stay in this trading range. So this is Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
It's 8:59, 58 degrees outside our WILO studios in Urbana. Enjoy the sunshine today. We will be losing that as the day goes on with increasing clouds. A high of 70 degrees. West winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour this morning. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms this evening. A chance of rain could linger overnight as well, with a low of 43 degrees. Southwest winds shifting to the northwest after midnight, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Cooler tomorrow, partly sunny skies, a high of just 55 degrees. Northwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 37, and mostly sunny for the day on Sunday, and a high of 60 degrees. And looks like plenty of chances of rain move back in starting on Monday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.